Yeah, I'm on. Am I on? I can start.
I'd like to thank everybody for the opportunity to learn and share some thoughts on Parshas Vayetzeh. We're giving this year L'zecher Nishmas, my parents, Zichron Livracha, and L'zecher Nishmas Bnei HaYakov, Yaakov Yitzchak, Zichron Livracha, B'shus Ochi Mori Shlita. If you have to take Parshas Vayetzeh and look for a theme, there's a pasuk in Echa. Tov la'gever ki yisa'ol ben urav. I like to translate all not as a yoke, but as a challenge. Because I'll tell us that the three O's everybody has to have. An old Torah, an old Isha, married life, and an old Malacha of Panosa. In this week's chapter, we're going to see all three. The old Isha described in much detail Rachel and Leah and Yaakov's challenges en route to building the Beit Yisrael. The old Malacha, the end of the Seder, long psukim describing in intricate detail how Yaakov Avinu worked for Lavan. And again, the frustrations, the deception that he had to undergo. At the end, Yaakov emerges as the Ish Emes. It's interesting that the old Torah, Yaakov's 14 years in Shem Ve'eva, are not mentioned directly. But let's talk about that first. The old Torah and the dream that Yaakov has at the end of those years. I'd like to begin by looking at the relationship between the end of last week's Seder, Tobos, and the beginning of Vayetzeh. Vayetzeh Yaakov Be'eshava. The obvious question is, Vayelech Haran, if you look at the end of Toldos, it seems that Yaakov was there already. Specifically, you look at the Masian Toldos, I believe it's Paragraph Malus, Pusik Zayin. It says, Vayishma Yaakov, he's there already. So what's going on here in the beginning of Vayetzeh? Vayetzeh Yaakov Meshama. And while you could say, Lefif Shutam, then maybe the Torah is just going back to the beginning. The Torah is describing in the beginning of Vayetzeh, an event that was already alluded to at the end of Toldos. I'd like to share with you a sasemis. It's not the fortune sasemis, but if I'm learning right shot in sasemis, he says something very powerful. Perhaps Yaakov originally did not intend to spend 14 years in Shem Ve'eva. You have to realize that Yaakov and Esau were 63 years old at the time they were vying for bracha. These were not kindlach. 6 years old is time to get married. And so when his parents tell him not to marry Ibn Oschais and go to Lavan, Yaakov is ready to go. And so we read there, Vayishma Yaakov Yivayah, but then Aram. What happens? Esau emulates in some fashion Yaakov. Somebody hears, Vayar Esau. They never told him anything. But Esau hears and sees that Yitzchak and Rivka don't want Yaakov to marry someone the Benos command. And so he marries another wife. He marries Machas Bas Yishmael. And he's doing a little bit better, a little bit better. Not much. The last words in Tolbos are Al Noshav. He never divorced his other wife. But Esau looks a little bit better. He marries in the family of the others and directly into Yishmael. Rashi brings down in Vayishlach that Machlas, because his averus were forgiven, I wish I could think it's a Talib and suggest that it's possible that a Chosin's averus were forgiven even if he did not do Tshuva. Esau didn't do Tshuva, he didn't divorce the other wives, but still. Now look what the Sassama says. Yaakov originally intended to go straight to Choran and get married. But when Esau imitates Yaakov, when the forces of Sheker look like they're Emes, they're not Emes. Esau didn't divorce other wives. But when Sheker emulates Emes, then Esau and Yaakov have to do more. Sheker looks like Emes, then the people who are really Emes, the teacher Emes to Yaakov, ain't Emes to the Torah. Yaakov has to go back and learn 14 years. When Esau looks better, Yaakov has to change his plan and not go to Choran, but spend 14 years learning in Shem Ve'eva. When Sheker mimics Emes, Yemes has to do more. And a raya, this time from Shwanz itself, a raya from the Poshim Shat of Pasuk, that Yaakov was in Shem Va'eva is, it says, I gave to Yaakov Be'eshava. What was he doing Be'eshava? The other is, and Yitzhak in particular, we're going to link next week in my Yishlach, lived in Chevron. It must have been that Be'eshava was the seat of Yeshua Shem Va'eva, and Yaakov had spent 14 years there. Again, when Sheker looks like Emes, Emes has to do more to bring out its version of the truth. I also want to point out that Vayetze is one long passion. There's no paragraph. Vayetze indicates that there are only two sentences like that. The Zas Kenevalatrice points out that there's a sentence like that. Why? Because when the tzaddik is out of the natural ground, in this case, Yaakov is out of Yisrael. In the case, Yosef is away, cut off from the parental home. And so there's no turning back. Usually, as Rashi tells us in Vayitra, the pasha, the Rebach Ben Pasha, the pasha, the space, give you some time to catch your breath, to ponder, to understand. In this case, there's no looking back, there's no catching one breath. It's event after event, both here and in the case. It actually makes it easier to be Mavid and Sedra because you can learn the old Sedra at one time. Another question. Does Yaakov leave or does he flee? Does he run away? And so you find Raya's both ways. Does he flee from Esau? For example, last week, Rivka told Yaakov that I'm afraid Esau is going to kill you. And back in Perik Mem, Pesuk Mem Gimel, she said, "Kum barach l'cha, elav alachi chorana." And again, next week in Vayishlach, the Vachachov ne'etzav v'chicha. And Naftor v'yivach Yaakov. It sounds like he runs away. On the other hand, here it says Vayetze Yaakov. This question is discussed by a godel, I think I mentioned last year at this time of the year. It was a Michoel HaKoin first one gets up top. When Rav Schwab mentions about 6 or 7 times in his paper, I mentioned parenthetically that this is a godel that's becoming known now. This year, on his yahrzeit, which was a few weeks ago, the 15th of Maheshwar, there was about 1,000 people at his kever in Baltimore. The publishing is Torim. It's a son, somebody called like a Tchias HaMason, whatever, there's a site for everything. And now the Velts are coming to know who Rabbi Michoel was. And Michoel discusses and publishes a Torah to Michoel on Rashi's, which are not his words, but adaptation. And he discussed at length different approaches. Did Yaakov flee? Or did Yaakov leave? The Sosemite actually talks about it. Basically, Sosemite says that even if it's a flight, even if you're running away, but the tzaddik takes the most difficult matzav and creates something out of it, makes it into a derech yosher. And so while he was motivated by the need to flee, he makes it into a powerful derech, and we'll see in a minute, it was zochet to kfitzas ha-derech. Kfitzas ha-aretz. May I suggest a different derech? Originally he fled, but as we just said, the pasuk Vayetze Yaakov was written after the 14 years in Shem Va'eva. And so by that time already, Yaakov was no more fleeing. He fled originally. But there's nothing that gives him a yechizik more than Lumen HaTorah, 14 years in Shem Va'eva. And now he's no more in flight. Now he's a wreck. Now he's proud. And now he leaves. He fled originally, but then it's Vayetze Yaakov. There's a Sasemis in Pashas Masai. Where it speaks about the Masois, 49 or 42 different sheets, how you count them, the trips that Klal Yisrael took en route to Eretz Yisrael, from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. And there's a very interesting sesemis that says, the Medrash says you can't flee. Those trips have to be taken. Those journeys have to be made. And the sesemis goes on and says that the period between Shivos V'Tamos and Tishva may be a time of Binyan this year, Mitzvah Shem, is called Beinam Sarim. what we usually take it to mean, that's a terrible time. It's a time that no nation wanted us. But he says a beautiful word, which is real divine nechama, and makes my difference by Yivach and by Yetz thing. Sometimes in life you can run away from your problems. And sometimes you find the answer, Beinam Tzarim. The answer is right next door. You don't have to flee. You can find the answer without running away. And here too, what began as a Yivach Yaakov, Yaakov flees, but now my Yetzer Yaakov, Yaakov goes out. Because I'll tell us, this is all part of the old Torah. The Yaakov is Zochet, so it's not really features Adach, it features Haaret. Let's explain a little bit the concept of features Haaret. What does that mean? Why do you find, particularly with Shidduchim, that people are Zochet to that? There's Gemara Sanhedrin, there's Gimel, see people with Zochet, the Tzilas Haaret. Why that? There's a beautiful word with Sisri Tzadik. Sisri Tzadik was the brother-in-law of the Sesemis. He married the Sesemis' sister. Says the Sisri Tzadik that features Haaret means that Kodesh Baruch Hu fast-forwards. Usually, the death teva, there are many, many steps involved. And usually, you don't find a solution right away. Let me give you an example. Bereish is Baruch and Tim. Thou tell us that the world was created by Shul Yisrael. Yet, you don't find the first Yid, namely Avraham Avinu, emerging until 20 dollars. So very often it takes a long time till you find a solution. Features the earth means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hastens the process. Now Eliezer has to find the Shidduch, so what happens? He arrives in Avraham right away. Yaakov's on his way to a Shidduch. Yaakov's on his way to Hamariah. Again, instead of going step by step, the solution comes as soon as the need is recognized. And that's the concept, perhaps, of features of earth. Now, it's interesting. What exactly happens here? The Machlokes in Rashi and Ramban? Does Yaakov Avinu go, does he enjoy features of earth to Hamariah? Ramban learns that's just like any other kind of creatures of earth, that he gets there quicker. Rashi famously and at length argues that. And Rashi says not that Yaakov gets Hamariah, but Hamariah makes it to Yaakov. I'd like to suggest Hamariah comes to him. I'd like to suggest that B'derech Machshava, sometimes in life, the Yid has ambitions and goals. And the ambitions aren't recognized right away. Or it's beyond my capabilities, something that I can't do. And I can't reach there. Just like Yaakov cannot reach Hamariah, it's above him. He missed it the first time out. But what happens, Hamariah comes to him. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a matzav to me. If I can't reach where I want to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Hamariah to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me an opportunity to recognize my goals. Even if I originally thought I couldn't do it, I can't reach Hamariah, Hamariah comes to me. And so now, by Yifka B'makom, he reaches the place. And he sleeps. Because I'll tell us that night, interesting enough, he downs Marah early, doesn't he? Yivar Shemesh, the sun sets early. The Chasam Sefer says it was Friday night. And Friday night, according to many sheets, you can daven before Nach. The famous Chazal that Esav sends Eliphaz to kill Yaakov, and Yaakov gives him all his property because only Chashu to Mace, says the Chasam Sefer. And maybe another reason why he gives Eliphaz all his property, the Mer says at the end of Masechta Shabbos that Misha Chashchalei Badeach, if it gets dark suddenly, so what do? You give all your valuables to a guy. So Yaakov is compelled to give all this to Eliphaz. And he has this dream. Ayikam Avnei Markoim by Yotam Rashi. So we all know the famous Chazal that there were 12 stones and the stones come like one. Olai Yaniach Tadik Zeh as Rashi. And it's interesting, Achzus is so important. There's a famous Machlokes between the Shloah and the Ruach Kodesh. The talus has to have an atzorah. The talus has to have a head a front and a back. He's seen that Yaakov, so you see, it doesn't matter. While each stone wanted Yaakov's head, but once they became like one, it doesn't matter where the tzaddik's head is. Whether it be the front or the back, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. How does the Jew survive Golus? It's from Achlis, it's by coming together. And now he sleeps by Mokam Ahum. He did not, Rashi tells us, they did not sleep for 14 years in Shem Ve'eva. And I heard from a Shrub in town, I mean, how are you going to go in 3 days without sleeping? What it means is he didn't take a real nap. He got the Dremel, but he didn't really fall asleep. Why didn't he sleep until then? I'd like to share with you, what's wrong with having a little sleep? I'd like to share with you a word of the Sistemus and of the Chasim Station. Sistemus says, quoting Shia Hamali, where it speaks about David HaMelech. David HaMelech wanted badly to build a Beis HaMikdash until he was told he couldn't do it, but still he had a chelek in it. All the valuables that were used to build a Beis HaMikdash with David. And what does it say there? It says, Yaakov says, David HaMelech says, that Ashenot Ala Hashem Nishba Ala Avir Yaakov. David HaMelech makes a shvun and neder in the name of Hashem, who is the God of Yaakov. He says, I'm not going to go to sleep until I reach the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Where did David HaMelech get the idea he's not going to sleep until he tries to build the Beis HaMikdash? Because Yaakov doesn't go to sleep until he reaches the site of the Beis HaMikdash, which is HaHamaliyah. That's the system. He doesn't want to sleep until he comes to the site of the Beis HaMikdash. The Chasam Sefer says, he doesn't want to sleep until he comes to the place where Yitzchak Avinu slept, or put his head down. Yitzchak Avinu comes to the Akedah, comes to Amaviyah, he puts his head down, ready to die Akedah Hashem. That's the place where Yitzchak can lie down. Yaakov doesn't lie down until he comes to the same place where his father lies down. And now he has a dream. What's interesting is that L'chayra, there's no pistrum. There's no explanation for the dream. At least no obvious explanation. Every other dream, you have a type, right? Let's say the dreams of Yosef Asari. The power. The Saramashkin. The Saramashkin of Yosef himself. And later on in the Nach, on the Vuchanetzah, there's always a pistrum. There's a touch. Interpretation. Here there's no pistrum for the dream. He sees a Sulam Mutzam Azad. The latter, not Nitzel, but Mutzel, the Mephoshim say. It's like it's Yaakov putting it down. He himself is mounting it. Rosh HaMagiyah Shemaima, the top, the crest goes up to heaven. And then Malachi Latim, Olam Yodim, but Malachim going up and going down. And that's it. It doesn't explain the dream. Minei Hashem Nitzel Olam. We'll talk a little more about that Jerush in a minute. But what's the Mephoshim shot of that dream? And so we owe it to the Ramban. Says the Ramban, the dream is that we're not governed by Malachim. Every other nation is governed by Malachim. The same as Ramban here, but more so Nachem might. That's why you live outside Eretz Yisrael, like you have no God, Kimisha in a local. Why? Because in Chutzpah we're governed by Teva. We're governed by Malachim that runs Teva. You actually find in Sefer Daniel, there's a Malach at the face. There's a Malach of Yavon, Malach of Parat. Those of us who learned Daf Yomi, we had a Gemara at the end of Yomi that discusses this whole role played by the Malachim of Yavon and Parat. Yaakov Avinu sees Malachim. Chazal tells us he sees the Malach of Bubble going up 70 steps. Because Malach of Bubble was 70 years. He sees the Malach of Yavon. He sees the Malachas of Rome going up and up and up, the Malachim of Rome. And he doesn't know when it's going to come down. In the words of next week's episode, to Avadia, he's told that no matter how high up you're going to go, you can go up like an eagle, but Hashem's going to take you down. And now, and look at the trump. It's not Yinei Hashem Nitzav. What's the trump? Yinei Hashem. The kind of Asa. Yinei is always a surprise. I remember hearing this in the Shwanz and sound. The whole world is governed by Malachim. The message of the dream is that you are not governed by Malachim. You're going to go to the most treacherous territory now. With Lavan, and Esau's looking somewhere behind, and all kinds of difficulties and challenges. But you're not alone. You're not going to Malachim. Minei Hashem. You're not going to go by Malachim. There's an amazing medrash, which, by the way, is not brought down here. It's brought down in Vayikra Rabbah, Pashas Emor, and Bachosh Ashri, Ve'achal HaChidish, by Rosh Hashanah. And all the Zerim Achshava discuss why is the doctor brought down by Rosh Hashanah. But whatever reason, the Medrash says that Yaakov had also offered the opportunity to climb up the ladder. If they have Malachim, we can have Malachim. But what's the answer? Yaakov says, I don't want to climb up the ladder. And the Medrash goes like, and the Medrash says that if Yaakov would have climbed up the ladder, while he should have been spared many of the stories of the ghosts. The Mastin Danunios, confiscatory taxation, discrimination, but Yaakov doesn't want to climb the ladder. What does the Medrash mean? I think Sosemis and many others say, because the ladder represents Teva, it represents step by step. By cloudy soil, there's no such thing as Teva. Our whole life is Lamalo Mina Teva. Yaakov doesn't go up by a ladder, even if it's harder. But our whole life is not Malachim, but rather Binei Hashem. Some of the other thoughts that this dream entails. A Yid has to be down to earth, and yet get tremendous as well. It's mutzav arta, be practical, but at the same time, that the Rosha Magia Shemaima, you have to have tremendous shifas. Yaakov Avinu, with all his handling with Laban, never loses sight of who he is and where he wants to be. I like to say that maybe what the mission means in others. And Mishnah speaks about the Asar Nisan, Naasalav, Asin Beit HaMikdash. 10 miracles out of the Beit HaMikdash, you had in the Yom and the Daf Yeni. So one of them is Olden Tzfufin, Mishdach Mevach, many shot what that means. But I'd like to say with that Marshall, that if you're an Aymet, if you're very a stand pattern, if you have no Sheifet, if you're not climbing from earth to Himmel, if your ladder doesn't make it to the Shemayim, then Tzfufin, there's no room. If you're so busy thinking about how things cannot be done, then it's not going to happen. Mishtachlim. Think of all the great leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Mishtachlim, they spread themselves out. If your mind is in Himmel, even though your body's on earth, then Revachim, then there's space. There's a message that says, Machlik is a message, what's the bow going on? Yinei Malche Elokim Olim, the Yardim bow. What's the bow? It doesn't say a love. And so one Medrash says it's going on Yaakov. A Malach can never reach its pinnacle until it climbs upon the person. A Yid, especially a Yid, as Havuk as Yaakov Avinu, was greater than a Malach. A Malach can only come to Shemayim by riding Kabayochel on Yaakov's back. Bilam says that. Ka'esh Yomal Yaakov Yisrael. Paul Kael, if you look in the Rashi there in Parashat Balak, the Malachim are always asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're asking Klal Yisrael, rather, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up to. If you look at the end of the Piyutim, every silk, as you know, is the last Piyut before Kedusha. Every silk, almost without exception, ends with this theme that the Malachim have to ask Klal Yisrael, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up to. So again, the main theme of this is the idea of that Klal Yisrael does not go by Teva, but rather it's Lamal Matem. And then the Torah goes on. Ratzo Yom Ovekeimo, it's from the Negba. It says that Klal Yisrael can spread. On the other hand, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu gathered the entire world, at least all of the earthly soil, under Yaakov, and there's no steer. I can take one belief, one sense of core value, one piece of earth, and that's going to be epicenter of the entire world and leave a roshim in the entire world. The world says in Western Yoma that the world created Mitzion. It's the center of the world. If you can stand, you can put the whole world in one place. If you believe in what you believe in, it can have a roshim on the entire world. So Schwab and the Sesemis both say the same thing. What's Yaakov's reaction after the dream? And he's afraid. What would most people do if they were in a dream like that? That'd be full of guidance. to be brimming with self-confidence. But instead of gaiva, has that sense of yira. At the end of the cholim, Yaakov says, "Well, you are Hashem Lilo Lekim." And Schwab has a beautiful shot on this. When things go not so well, Chalila, somehow we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we daven, we say tone. But how many of us do it when things are going well? How many of us find time to realize that our success in life is also the opposite? I once read an article by Rabbi Aaron Twersky, the famous Am Chacham, who was a very successful lawyer. And one day, everything went gewaldig. Everything he wanted to aim by Kedishim Bechel went gewaldig. So at the end of the day, he said, I need to take some time to realize it's not Keich Ve'ekim Yadi, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, therefore, at the end of the dream, he says that, well, you're Hashem, Lilu, and Kim. So the first step is Otor. Now let's turn our attention briefly to the old Isha and then the old Malacha. How does it start? By Yisra Yaakov Rachel. When somebody's embarking on any Parsha, let's say the Parsha of Shidduch. Again, it began as a Yivrach, he ran away. Or even by Yisra, now it's a Yisra Yaakov. You're fortified by that Cholam, you've got to go into something with a lot of self-confidence. Not self-confidence in myself, but that Kodesh Boku is going to help me. You know, the Velt says that Shidduchim are like Kriyas Yamsu. I'd like to say, what precipitated Kriyas Yamsu? The fact that Maisa Nachshon Mada went in. Person has to take that plunge. Person has to make the initiative. And so by Yisra Yaakov Raglo lifts his feet. And how does it start? It starts with wealth. And nobody can get through those obstacles. And what does Yaakov do? It doesn't say he rolls the stone. And rather it says, Evan Gedola, and by them it was like Golan with Evan. And by Yaakov, if you look at Pasuk Yud, it says, like Yogel is Evan. He flips it. He leaves it. He moves like a lid from a container. In other words, when you're going through the Parsha of Ol Isha, somebody can easily focus on the many obstacles and many difficulties and the terrain that lies ahead, or you can see things done that in Yitzhak Hashem can be done. And what does he do? He simply lifts it. When the Avakar tells us, sure. In fact, the Pasuk says, Vayikash Yor Yaakov is Lachav and Lavan. When he meets Vassal, when he sees the Ben Zugoy, and he realizes tough in life is with Lachav, he's able to accomplish everything, and in fact, he does. What does Yaakov do when he meets Lachav the first time? He cries. And why? Because they weren't knit of the Kvura. I mean, it's a hard posture to understand. The first time you meet your Ezek Tegzai, are you thinking about buying a cemetery plot kavyoch? And you're crying because you realize you can't have it. Obviously, the others were very different. I'd like to suggest that Chazal was saying something else. The concept of Kavura, Lachme Vesim Shana, means the sense of completion. He realizes that their missions are not identically the same. And the fact that they're not buried in the same place is indicative of the fact that her mission will be completed before his and that she has a different mission. It's that always looks, not just at the beginning. When you're looking at a zivug, the question has to be, not just what you can do for me, but what we can do together. What's our joint mission in life? And therefore, Yaakov Avinu is able to look from the beginning of time until the end of time. And now, we meet Rachel. It's very interesting. It seems to say that Rachel was looking better than Leah. It sounds like that. Ain't it Leah Rachel's? But Rachel, but it doesn't say that she was. It doesn't say she is Yifastor. It says that she was. Rachel, Hoysa Yifastor, Yifastmaret. So the Semes says something very beautiful in the Kutis Semes. Right now, Rachel looks good, but what happens? One day, Rachel is going to be crying for her children. She was Yifat Soah. Whereas Leah is going to be buried with the others. And now, of course, Lavan tricks Yaakov, and as I get back to in a minute, Rachel gives Leah the simanim. I think the Ashkenaz said the simanim Anita Chala, and Avlaka is on there. And Leah was very worried, by the way. Why was Leah, any Leah, Rachel? Because she was worried that she'd marry Esau. Let's talk about that a little bit. It's not so precious that she wasn't supposed to marry Esau. Next, we can find that Chazal of Tainus on Yaakov and not letting Leah's daughter, Dinah, meet Esau. It sounds like there was something in the personality of Dinah or her mother, Leah, that might have been the character. You know, the Hoffman, turned out that wasn't the ultimate consequence. That's not what happened then. But there was something, you know, it could be, it's Shai Hamo, that a marriage such as Zedekah might not have turned over Esau, and there's a reason why she was so concerned. We'll talk about a few more ha'aris over here. You find later on, by this Zoyim, that right after V, that still talking about the old Isha, that Leah, this is Perek Memdal, Pasuk Tezva. Leah says to Rachel that you took my husband. Ma'at kachtech es ishi. That's very hard to understand. You took my husband? I mean, if anything, Rachel was the tzedekah, and she gave Leah to Simonim. Why is Leah saying to Rachel that you took my husband? Rachel was that character. Yaakov was vowing for Rachel, and he wanted Rachel the whole time. In fact, as Sosema said, that all that Yaakov does later on with the Maklos, he's able to outwit Lavan, but only Yaisha. Because all the years that Yaakov worked for Lavan thinking he's going to marry Rachel, it turned out that Lavan had cheated him, and Lavan owed him the salary for those 7 years. So, Yaakov always wanted to marry Rachel. Why does the Torah make it sound like, why does Leah make it sound that that she was the main wife? So the very interesting word said by the sister Yitzhak Chazal told us that both Leah and Rachel had a certain midah. The midah of Leah was one of dabronis. She would talk. I've always said sometimes you have to talk. The midah of Rachel was shafkanis, was to remain silent and not to say something. Later on you find, I mean, you see the night where she gave the simon, instead of complaining, she enabled Leah to be married to Yaakov. She was the second. Binyamin comes from Rachel. What was the stone in the Choshen? It was the Yashveh. Because I'll say Yeshpo. Binyamin knew about the Mechir of Yashveh, but he doesn't say anything. And later on, Esther comes from Binyamin, and Esther Magedes. Esther doesn't tell us right about the lineage. So what was the Mila of Rachel? Rachel was a Shatkonis. The doctor Sipsitadik that she wants a test. The Cheshbon here is like this. She wants to go. Leah wants to test Rachel. What was Rachel? Why did Rachel, why was she the actor of the bias? Was that because she made an active effort to convince Yaakov to marry her? Or because of a media of being a Shatkonis? Of not saying anything. And so now, when Leah has a taina on Rachel, Rachel does not respond. In fact, he says, he gives a different answer, but she doesn't respond. Now, Leah is convinced that the meter of Rachel is not to respond, and it's like, can't. Yaakov's special relation with her is not good because she doesn't respond, but because she is a shakonis. Later on, when Yosef is born, it's also interesting. What does she say? Couple of things. First of all, she says, Osav Elokim is Kaposi. I have a son, and by this son, I sent away my shame. And if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, until the first child is born, a woman, Kaviyachal, is blamed for everything. Who broke the dishes? Wife. Now that the child is born, you can blame the child. Was named Rashi, and you have to say something. The purpose of having a child is not to have somebody to blame for broken dishes. So Ayin Ber, my name is Sheva, of Rav Shwarm to the south. Rav Shwarm wants to say that it's an illusion. Dishes doesn't mean dishes. Dishes means kelim. And he wants to say that Rachel felt that until she had children, she may have been suffering, I'm paraphrasing what Rav Shwarm said, adapting it from the chet of Chava of eating the Eitz HaDaas. And Chazal tell us, going to one version, the Eitz HaDaas was a fig, was a Teina. So who ate the Teina? Who broke the kelim? So Rachel is saying, until she had eight child, she felt she was being nenash for the chet of Chava. Look in there, Rav Shwarm explains it to Kedaka by Kedish. And now, Yosef is born, and she says, Yosef Hashem li ben Acher. The Sheikh Chayim and Klal Yisrael never have enough to have another child. What do you do with Acher? Let's give a child. Zork, the sister study, very interesting advice. She's having another child. What does she call the next child? She doesn't call him Binyamin. She calls him Ben Oini. Zork, the sister study, why? Because she died. She's in pain, and she's nifzalim. So she's asking Hashem, give me a child, but don't let him be called what I want to call him, but let him be called Binyamin, what his father wants to call him. Let's talk briefly about, we spoke about Old Torah, the Elisha, and finally, the Old Malach, that Yaakov Avinu undergoes, especially the last 6 years, at the hands of Laban. Just a few points here. That's the Seder, first of all, you learn, by the way, and you see Yaakov is incredible, honestly. He must have been seeing, you see what Hashem is talking about, the Elohite that he had, up day and night, any loss he takes, the entire loss upon himself, rather than loving. Because I'll tell us, we say to the Seder, that Lavan was worse than Paro. Lavan bikesh lakas ako. In fact, the Imam says, that's not the pasuk that the people bring the kulim say. Arami ovid ovi vayet vayavim etzayim. Why? Because it's better to go to Mitzrayim. Arami ovid ovi. If you're going on Lavan, Lavan was so bad that Gleisel had no choice but to flee Aram. Better to be in Mitzrayim where you know your enemy than a Lavan with his chicanery, with his deceit. Why is he an ovid ovi? So the same is what I think of the Mishnah Melech, who says, because Besuel and Lavan wanted to poison Eliezer, and then Yitzhak could not marry anybody. In famous what they say, the Imam says something a little different. He says, if you look at the end, towards the end of this parasha. So, when Yaakov and Lavan have this long exchange, and Yaakov says that, how do you treat my wife this way? So Lavan responds, and he says, right after Shvi, it's in Perek Mem Chesed, it's Perek Mem Vav Chesed, it's right after Shvi, and it says, Vayam Lavan, Vayom El Yaakov, Habonis Benosai, Vabonim Bonai. So he says about Yiddish Kindlach, it's Perek Lam Ralph, excuse me, he says about Yiddish Kindlach that they're going, Habon and Bon and Bon, you think they're your children? You think that a shift they caught? They can't be the shift they caught. Anybody who goes and says that the Moes and the Shvatim belong to the Lovim, they belong to the culture of Aram, and not the Klal Yisrael, such a person is worse than a Paro. The Malbim says in his Peshna Godet that Say Ulamad, what does Say Ulamad mean? If you want to see how bad Lavan is, notice that Lavan is described as Arami Oved Ovi. We never find that Paro, who is described as Oved, only Haman. Lashmid Lavan Aved. Whatever Lavan did, but that alone is worse than anything that Paro attempted to do. Interesting. And you look at the end of the sentence, there's much more to be said. But I just wanted to share with you a word that We have Gedal Yisrael that Tzal brings down in the name of Rav Samson for Hirsch. Interesting. How does the Seder end? So Yaakov takes leave of Lavan, and he's greeted by Malach. In the last Sukkim, which we actually say when we say Tzolot Hadech, it says he comes to Machanoyim, and it says there, Mamash, the last Pasuk, Vayivkuvu Vo Malcha, second last Pasuk, Yivkuvu Vo Malcha, says the son for Hirsch, that at the beginning of the Seder, it says, Vayivka Bamakum, Yaakov has to reach the place. And Malachim, the place where Malachim are already, now what happened? It says, Vayivkuvu Malcha, Elokim. Now Yaakov is in such a madrega that he doesn't have to reach the Malachim, but the Malachim can only reach him. You know, some people, Friday night, when we say Shalom Aleichem, what are we saying Pesach L'shalom for? I just learned, I have a chavrusa who learns for Semis every Thursday, and the Semis says that Yitzchok, that the Malachim of Pesach L'shalom is the Malachim of Chutzlach. Oh, weekdays, the Chol Malachim. Now that it's Shabbos, so we say goodbye to the Malachim of Chutzlach. Yaakov Inu, Yaakov Malachim of Kim, he's now ready to enter Yisrael, and he takes leave of the Malachim of Chutzlach. What do we learn from this Seder information? Life is full of challenges. O Torah, Elisha, O Malachim. So like Gebek Yisrael Ben Ura, but we know he's never alone. The pasuk we say all the time, many people say after Shalom Aleichem, thank you very much and a good night.